5 days later, on the night of July 16th, a second Greenhow courier, a former government land surveyor named George Donnellan, showed up at Beauregard's camp to let the general know that McDowell and 55,000 men, an inflated number in her report, had moved out toward Manassas Junction from Arlington Heights and Alexandria. Early the next morning, Beauregard relayed that message as well to Richmond and braced for battle. Greenhow's intelligence was not as critically important as she and Beauregard later made it out to be. For weeks, Washington had been awash with rumors that McDowell planned to attack. Beauregard would have had to have his head in the sand not to hear them, and been incredibly stupid to ignore them. Greenhow likely picked up the information for her July 9th message from gossip she heard among well-informed political circles. Beauregard could also read stories in northern newspapers with detailed accounts of McDowell's plans. Greenhow's second report on July 16th that the Union Army was on the move likely came from her collaborators who earlier saw soldiers preparing to depart. By the time Beauregard had the note that night, his advance pickets and scouts had already seen McDowell's lead units. Nevertheless, Rose's intelligence, though it hardly turned the tide of battle, did help Beauregard. No commander would rely just on news reports to shape his battle plans, particularly from the notoriously unreliable newspapers of that day. Greenhow's messages confirmed the rumors and energized Beauregard to prepare for the fight. Rose, who had been in New York during the July 21st battle, found a message when she returned home from Jordan, passing along congratulations for her intelligence from Beauregard and Davis.